Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm commenting on a contentious legal case in the United Kingdom, and that is the ongoing trial of a man who burnt the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims, outside the Turkish embassy in London. Has been charged for this. So the charge preferred against him is not burning the Quran as such, but it's racially or religiously aggravated intentional harassment, alarm, or distress. So so burning books per se is not illegal. It's the Quran. But if you burn a book in a way that you're planning to cause people harassment, alarm, or distress, then that's a crime. Okay, I don't doubt that that is the law. Should it be the law? That's the second question. So he's on trial at Westminster Magistrates Court, and Humanists United Kingdom, a group who are absolutely vile in some things, are child murderers, but not wrong on this one. And they have said that this is really reintroducing blasphemy. Blasphemy was abolished as a crime in 2008. There'd been no prosecution since 1976, when Mr. Lemon published that "The Love That Dare Speak Its Name" in the Gay News, a poem about Jesus Christ on the cross having a gay fantasy about a Roman soldier. Now, that was mortally offensive to many Christians, and the guy was prosecuted, got a fine of something like £500. Well, £500 was a tidy sum in the 1970s. This is very worrying, this new offence that's been introduced. So you say what you believe, and I say what I believe. So I get mortally offended every single day. There are racists who insult people of my race, and there are obviously bigots who are offensive to people of my sex, my sexual orientation. But they shouldn't be prosecuted for that. I don't dispute their legal right to do so, and I don't want to make it illegal for them to say what they believe, but nor should I be prevented from saying what I believe. So a religion is a corpus of ideas and practices and must be open to scrutiny and indeed insult. So why are some people so sensitive to ridicule? Because they sense that they are ridiculous. My objection to what this man did was starting a fire in this place, because if you burn a book in public, that can set fire to your clothes and set fire to other people. Or, you know, you drop the burning book and then that sets fire to the grass or scrap paper and it spreads. So I would get him for doing something a little bit dangerous like that. Now, did it cause distress to people? No doubt it did. But protests often do, maybe always do, because what is a protest? Is to bring home to people how you're unhappy about whatever, about what they're doing, what they're refraining from doing, what they're intending to do, and so forth. So you have to register your displeasure. And doubtless that will be upsetting to people. But in a free society, we must allow people to be upset, to be made unhappy, to feel offended. I can't think what else. To feel distressed, alarmed. Now, alarmed is a bit different. I think that they were frightened that he was going to hurt them, or something like that. A harassment. I mean, harassment obviously is contacting people many times against their will or following them or something like that. So, I mean, harassment has come to mean any demonstration that somebody dislikes. If children's saviours are trying to defend little kids, that's so-called harassment, according to the child murder industry. I've seen the most people breaching this law above there, religiously aggravated intentional harassment, alarm, or distress. And I've seen bigots, child abusers, hurling abuse and really tormenting those who are trying to defend kids in public, and the police stand by and let it happen. So you see how it's two-tier policing, because the police are very woke. That's why they get this guy who's Turkish himself, you know, from a Muslim country. He dislikes the government of Turkey, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I mean, I think this stuff about Erdogan and reintroducing a Sharia state is hugely overblown. And although I do dislike Erdogan myself, I recognize that he has had some successes in the economic sphere, not so much for the last few years. This man shouldn't be prosecuted. I mean, because the police have a choice. They don't enforce every law to the nth degree. They let a lot of stuff drift. Is those who are caught in possession of Class A drugs, the majority of them are not even prosecuted. Wow. Now, should Class A drugs be legalised? I would legalise all drugs, actually. But then they are illegal, so the police have to enforce the law. And I know it's also about prioritization. They don't have the manpower. Whoops-a-daisy, that is sexist. Numbers to enforce. So they let a lot of things drift. Anyway, so we see how censorship is being reintroduced and certain beliefs are being privileged above others, are uniquely immune from criticism. Anyway, I'm often told religion, Islam is a religion of peace, forbearance, and wouldn't it be as a wonderful opportunity for Muslims to show their compassion and say, this guy shouldn't be prosecuted. Now, in some countries, he's been executed for what he did. And of course, there are many decent and reasonable Muslims. I'm friends with some of them. I've dated a few of them. I've been a housemate with a few of them. And I taught in a school with over 90% of my pupils were Muslims. Anyway, the idea he wanted to cause harassment, distress, or alarm to those who believed in Islam, and so on. So it's troubling what's going to happen. And he was, there's also the Crime and Disorder Act 1998. He could have been prosecuted for that, for breach of that, and he can get a fine. So this is the first time a judge has tried a case like this since the blasphemy laws were repealed. And there were other similar cases. Burning the Quran as such is not illegal if you burnt it in a way that was not likely to cause alarm, harassment, or distress to anyone, and so on. So that we're testing someone's rights. Now, a couple of years ago, there was a guy on the streets preaching Christianity in Walsall, in the West Midlands of England, and he was publicly denouncing the Holy Quran. And he was arrested for that. And then he was the police charged with a crime. The Crown Prosecution Service determined there was not enough evidence of an offence to bring it forward, and the thing was dropped. He was free. But it's preposterous that the police should have done this. It's all very, very worrying. But so you see how, you know, the Islamists, they are controlling the agenda, the police, the Crown Prosecution Service. Now, I don't mean most Muslims, but I mean a few, those who sort of reintroduce a Sharia state. So humanists are very worried about this. And the government's trying to defend democracy from extremism. The extremism is the censorship, we say, the incipient totalitarianism, where the establishment is going to ruthlessly crush the life out of any of those who would try to question them, people who speak forthrightly. Incidentally, I have never burned the Quran or injured it or any holy book. It's a distasteful thing to do. And I've read it in English twice. I know Muslims will say that's not the real Quran. The actual Quran can only be in Arabic because it would lose something in translation. If you get even any one word wrong, that could have a massively deleterious effect on your comprehension of the faith of Islam. And there's no such thing as a perfect translation, so forth. I'm not against being offensive necessarily. Sometimes it's a good thing to be. This one, I mean, I wouldn't have done it myself. So I'm glad that the blasphemy laws have been abolished. But, you know, every religion is a blasphemy of every other, especially the monotheistic religions, as they claim to have exclusive truth. If one religion is true ipso facto, the others must be bogus, and so forth. So how come people are not prosecuted for saying, oh yes, the one and only God and all this kind of stuff? So it's ridiculous this chap was prosecuted. We not have more serious matters to deal with, you know, with murder, with rape, with kidnapping, and so on, with violence against children. But no, the police are going to go after him because they're appeasing the wokesters, the bigots who are trying to take away our liberty. So what this chap did was distasteful. I deprecate it. You know, it's needlessly provocative. I'm not against being provocative all the time. Sometimes perhaps I'm a provocateur myself, but I wouldn't do that. I mean, you know, you can be a bit more live and let live. There are lots of things to say that you dislike about Erdogan, but there was no need to do this. But I just don't question his moral right to do it, and I would like to see him have the legal right to do it. The burning bit is the only one I'm a bit worried about. Not that it's the Quran, is that, you know, a fire could spread. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com, and do what you can to uphold free expression.